on, choke and beat him, put a couple of hammers on him, dab on a nigga while I'm standing on him, kick him, punch him, throw him, make him slam the wall, tie him to a cannon, make him cannonball to the ocean, make him suffer too. Nigga, this is fucking animal abuse, animal cruelty on the fucking news. I'ma kill the panda till he bloody too. I'm in the black and blue for the black and white. I don't fuck with niggas like a pack of dice. Eat the panda, bitch, I got an appetite. I'm out this world, I swear that I'm a satellite. I'm in the rappers, gotta try to pay me.
Welcome to Cross Examination, the very serious interview show where we ask the most wayward stereo travelers the most important questions on the internet. We record this podcast live on the Stereo app, but we'd also like to thank our listeners on Spotify and iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Make sure to leave a review so we can continue pouring this sexy cacophony into your ears once a week.
No. I've seen much worse. Much, much worse. Trust me.
Okay, well, I'm not Lord, it,
well, okay, yeah, you it's amazing how accurate that was. Like you just guessed that. How are you reading my mind? Because there are toothless entitled people here.
Yeah, it is funny how most white supremacists are the least entitled looking people on earth.
They love Mountain Dew too. It's even like the dentists here have a name for it. They call it Mountain Dew Mouth. I laugh at it, but it's infuriating because I see these people walking around. They got like these big fat babies and fat kids and stuff. Like, oh, he's going to be a big. And I'm like, yeah, he's morbidly obese. He's 3 years old. There's no reason he should weigh more than me. But anyway, we got a question.
Yeah, I got a question. Let's play it. Casey Greer.
Some white supremacists love Diet Mountain Dew, though. Don't forget about that.
We got to give them diet so they get Alzheimer's and dementia early so they forget that hate.
I disagree with you. I think we should just go back to Surge.
Back to Surge? Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, you know what's weird? I don't even drink pop. Like, I call it pop. Everybody calls it soda everywhere else in the world, I'm sure. But it's pop here, damn it. And I don't drink it. I don't know. Not for any, like, healthy choice, like, that I'm making on my part consciously, because I treat my body like trash. But, you know, I just don't like the shit.
Do you ever have, like, a rum and coke? Whiskey coke?
Oh, that doesn't count. That's alcohol. That's with drinking.
Okay. But you're not going to, like, sit there and drink a Coca-Cola. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it has to have, like, something good in it. There's got to be a reward, like, drunk.
So you got blue hair. You've woken up in like, jail or something in Michigan. But no, the Coca-Cola, I'm not going to do that.
No. And the jail was in Minnesota.
Sorry. The other M state, my bad.
You know, the lands of a thousand lakes, let's just cut out the middle, man. Turn that whole state into a lake. If anybody's in Minnesota, I'm sorry.
Just alienate all of our Minnesota viewers. No, screw it. I'm surprised you don't drink soda. Like, have you had a Sprite? Sprite's great.
It's nice and crisp, yeah, from what I remember. I like to mix it sometimes with some lemonade, or not lemonade, but orange juice, and then pour vodka in it. And drink it like an adult.
Okay, you guys want to hear first. Keith doesn't drink soda. Only liquor. And lemonade. Right?
Gotta have a kicker to it, you know. I gotta get my vitamin C somehow.
I love it.
Be the only modern man to walk around and get scurvy.
I didn't hear that, but I'm just going to assume it was the funniest thing I've ever heard. We got a couple topics to bring up. We're going to select a random person to try and get up here. At least somebody who has it available.
Sean had sent me a message and said that your microphone was sounding weird, and it sounds fine to me. But, oh, Lord, we have Tiffany, the notorious Tiffany.
Is she the notorious Tiffany? Just a crazy vegetarian? Oh, yeah.
Yep, with the turtles. Hey, what's up, turtle girl?
Hello. What up, turtle girl?
How are you? Oh, you know, just out here having a shell of a time.
A shell of a
time. For everybody who's new to the show, Tiffany B. Keith, you're in a fight.
What are you doing?
I'm putting my fucking life out of here.
Throwing shit around. Tiffany goes on, you're like, it's the tortoise girl. And you start throwing lamps against walls.
I didn't know she excites me.
Usually he has the effect of when I video chat with him, usually I start doing dishes, so.
I don't know what it is. Both of you start doing dishes. Is that some kind of effect I have on women? Like, I don't, not to be misogynist, but it happened.
Misogynist.
If you're going to start moving stuff around, just hit the mute button.
I got you. I thought it was just throwing stuff.
It's just throwing stuff around. That's what it sounded like. It literally sounded like Tiffany came on and he threw a lamp.
I had a thought that came to my mind when you guys were talking about soda, because I'm the same way. I don't really drink soda unless it's like in something, because I don't know. This is not my thing. But
you guys are crazy. Me and Sydney, we drink soda all the time. But right into the questions for Tiffany. Tiffany, last time you confronted the sexual assault allegations that your tortoises have against you. Today, I got a very important question. If you could blame everything bad in your life on one real life person, why is it yourself?
Because and what I do, it makes for great stories. I'd like to learn my lesson.
But what's the thing about you that makes bad stuff happen? We all have something about ourselves that makes bad things happen. And like as an example, Keats is that he doesn't drink soda. Keats is from, he's from Kentucky. That's the source of everything bad in his life.
I've got to keep all my teeth. I'm
deep-rooted daddy issues.
That's why we found each other.
More issues than National Geographic's.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
You could have even went with Playboy, but I think National Geographic beats that because I hate Bush.
Do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Here we go now.
Would they even play that now? I doubt it. Like, no, we don't want the kids to know about
from time to time.
Yeah, I think that song's cancelable. Like, no sex education in schools. These kids have Google. Let's let them learn the right way.
By WAP. That way.
Yeah, that's a good point. If we can get away with WAP, I'm pretty sure we can get away with the three dudes dancing around in monkey suits talking about sex.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go into the Bill Clinton voice so bad whenever I hear WAP, because I have a funny, like, just a thought that has to go through Bill Clinton's head, and it's like, you talk about some whores in this house, buddy. Whenever I was up in here, I used to import ass like a Kennedy, but I love it.
Please say, when I walked in, I got a whiff of her WAP in that voice.
What?
I did not have sex with that woman. I did sniff her WAP.
I did not inhale, though.
But I did not inhale. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I got Listerine.
Oh, Sean's got, we got a question from Sean here. We'll go ahead and take it.
Keith, they start doing dishes because that's the only way they're getting wet with you.
I know. It's crazy. Since I became a comedian, like, I have the complete opposite effect that I used to have. Like, whenever I'd walk into a room, used to, like, you could feel the humidity rise. Now I say, like, I walk into a room and the moisture just evaporates out of the air. So I've never heard a vagina dry up in real time before, but my God, it's something
else.
Everywhere's
Phoenix, Arizona, where Keith goes.
Yeah.
Phoenix, Arizona. All right.
That's awesome. More roasts in the comments for us. That's great. Do all of us. I like Sean Murphy. Sean Murphy's now officially a friend of the show. Keith, do you have a question for Tiffany?
Yep. If you could be on any reality show, any horrible, horrible reality show, which would you rather be on? Would you rather be the star of My 600-Pound Life to Catch a Predator or, let's see, Locked Up Abroad, Guatemala?
I don't know. I think out of all of those, probably To Catch a Predator. But I don't know. It would be my dream.
What the fuck? That took my expectations.
No, Wipeout wasn't a choice. No, we're talking about this now. Tiffany, you blow my fucking mind with the answers to these questions. So You just said he gave you three options. One, you can be 600 pounds trying to better your life. The only one out of all of them where your life is literally getting better. You got to go backwards a bit, but if it just happens today, and now your life is getting better. The other option was being locked up in Guatemala. So obviously that one's out of the, you don't want to be locked up in jail in Guatemala. The third option, the worst one, is just being a pedophile. And you're like, I want to be the one where I'm having sex with little people.
I thought I was helping catch pedophiles. I can catch pedophiles with a fake account and then catch them and fuck them up.
Holy shit.
They won't go to jail. I'll just bring a bunch of gangbangers that want to do good for the world, and we'll show up and we'll beat the fuck out of them and be like, don't be a pedophile.
How many casual gangbangers do you know just that you could just recruit up, like, at just no problem? Like, hey, you want to go beat up some pedophiles? Let's go.
Tiffany, bringing up the sexual assault allegations one more time.
I'm Lana the Turtle. What the fuck, Tiffany? Do you remember me?
Actually, I am a sexual assaulter at one point in my life. And in middle school, actually, I got in-school suspension for sexual harassment.
But the What'd ass in harassment.
Huh?
What'd you do?
She pinched the boy's butt, I bet.
Culture in the state that you guys are from, but out here in Arizona, because we're all fucking equal, it'd be a thing to pants people that would wear basketball shorts. Like, they're walking by, just pull down their pants. Really fucked up, but our adolescent brain thought this was acceptable to do.
And, you guys are pussies. Okay.
Like, we used to kick for pantsing someone.
That's crazy.
But it gets worse. There's levels to it. This poor kid was walking by. I was sitting in the front. I pants him. I don't know if he was wearing boxers or if they came down with, but the whole class saw his weenie. And
was it a good weenie or a bad weenie?
We were all
after
killed.
That about a six.
I don't know what
later.
He said.
Hey, it's not weird because she was the same age. It's comparable. Now we're in the future.
Yeah, now we're old. Now it's like a little uncomfortable looking back. I'm like, what the fuck was wrong with me? So
you could have made that kid's laugh.
He was embarrassed. I get in school suspension for like a week or two. I don't remember. It was lit in school suspension. I wish they would have just sent me home. But
just imagine Tiffany sitting there smoking cigarettes and just putting them out on the desk.
Oh my gosh. But it's okay. But here's the worst level of it. So he had a different last name than his mother. And because, of course, if your mom's a teacher, you're not going to tell anyone because that's embarrassing. His mom was my math teacher.
No, of course not.
Had no idea because they had different last names and he never told anyone until that happened. And she even like pulled me aside, had a talk with me after like class one time, and she fucking hated me. Like, I think she gave me a D in her class. Like, she didn't fail me, but I know she wanted to, but I think she kind of had a heart. Didn't want me back in class. I don't know. But yeah, that was a very traumatic time for me and the poor victim.
I was gonna say, like, I'm trying to imagine what it would be like being in like sixth, fifth, seventh grade, or something like that, or even younger, or whatever, and being in front of the class and just everybody seeing my dick. I would probably just still end up bisexual. I don't know. I don't know how life would have changed.
Oh God, I'll tell you exactly how it'll change. I have a little experience with this myself, and I don't really like talking about it, but I got to get it out in the open somehow. Maybe I'll be all right with it.
Oh, trauma.
Well. Okay. You know, much girls. I was, you know, in the before time, you know, like before, thank God, puberty came, and I decided to pull my little weenie out just to show people, and because they asked, and oh no, it wasn't very good, and I still, that's still horrifies.
Wow. So when you're a little kid, when you're a little kid pre-puberty, all you know is that it's a no-no square. So all you know is that this is like the thing that isn't supposed to be a thing. And so you show the thing that's not supposed to be a thing because people's reactions are hysterical. You don't know.
Yep.
It's like if you took out a
I was a comedian.
Cactus and like people were like, oh, I hate cactuses, and like people run away for some reason. It's like, it's just a cactus. What's wrong with all you?
I was like,
and so as a little kid, you're gonna bring a cactus out everywhere. So my point is your penis was a cactus.
I was gonna say, I was like, Carrot Top, my only prop is a little dick. was already a comedian.
What a
okay. Okay. For everybody in the audience, you have 1 minute. So until 3:21, 6:21, wherever you are, to submit a question to Tiffany. If we get no questions, we're going to move on to our special guest. Tiffany, you're great as always. Submit a question. Craziest questions you can think of. She's a tortoise abuser. She lives in Arizona. She's a desert person. I have a whole set about desert people.
I've got a champion for Tiffany. She is not a tortoise abuser. Oh, why am I struggling with that word? I'm going to get mad. Tortoise abuser. She has lovebirds even. She's a nice creature. I don't mean to call you creature.
I'm a little Snow White. Oh, I'm a creature for sure. I don't know if I would consider myself a human.
Was Snow White the one who almost died eating an apple?
Yeah.
Dumbass.
And you're still a vegetarian after seeing that.
Yep.
You didn't learn anything from Eve, Snow White, or...
All right, we got one question in that minute. Let's play it. It's going to be from Let's Just Think.
Hey, this message is for all of y'all. What is one thing that you could say you're very, very good at and you think you're better at than most people?
Improv.
Yeah, you are. You're pretty good at improv.
What did you say something about turtles, Tiffany?
No, I said something I'm really good at is making jokes at the most horrible times.
It's okay. Not everybody. You make great jokes.
I'm really good at shifting blame on other people for things that I've done.
Oh my god.
I think I might be the Michael Jordan of that, and I'm better now.
At least how horrible of people we are.
And if we're talking justification, I'm sick with it. I mean, I'm fucking Dr. J or Wilt Chamberlain. You can be Michael Jordan. I'll still. It's insane.
like I can definitely come up with an excuse for my behavior that makes no sense whatsoever. People will be looking at me like I'm insane for coming up with that excuse, and I'll just sleep fine.
Oh yeah,
I'll be
yeah.
Like, got away with it.
You know, my girlfriend, when we started sleeping together, like, she would fall asleep immediately. I was like, holy shit, that's what a clear conscience looks like.
Oh, it took me a while. It took me until I was, like, 25 to be able to get to that point.
Well, I'll have to go back in time. I'm not there. I'm not there.
Psychedelics.
Ooh, psychedelics.
Yeah. And energy.
We have two questions. One of them is a guy I know on the app. He's a host of a lot of sports talk shows on here.
Dan Rod.
Known as Dan Rod. Let's play that real quick. And then we got one from Natalie, which I'm pretty sure is just her saying the word rap over and over again. But let's see what Dan's got to say.
Just wanted to come in, say hello to Paul, Keith, and Tiffany, because Paul posted on Instagram, if you don't come in on one of his shows today, you're definitely pathetic, and I know I'm usually pretty pathetic, but I thought I could be a little less pathetic. Come in and say hello, and wish the three of you a great talk here on these stereo streets. Sorry, I can't stick around a little longer, because unfortunately I am a little bit pathetic, but anyways, have a great talk, you three, as always, take care, thanks.
Love it. Dan always takes that so personally.
It's really hard to be empathetic towards like pathetic people and, you know, still be an empath or, you know, apathetic a little bit at the end. Just, you know, pathetic words. Hypothetically speaking, let's go on to the next one. Oh, no, that's the sound I'm going to come to.
Some freaky role play. That's all I got to say.
I like her.
That's my new ringtone for my mom.
Mother jokes. Look at me. I don't look like
Tiffany, thank you so much for coming on the show. As always, you're always welcome to be a guest. And we gotta say ta-ta for now. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Smooches.
How do you kick me out? Go ahead.
I thought I could.
I'm terrible goodbyes.
There we go.
I am Paul. I'm just really bad at goodbyes, you know. Sensitive mouth, sensitive fellow.
You just gotta momentarily hate somebody, and then and then it gets better.
Oh, mental gymnastics.
Just pretend you hate him for like a millisecond. Just act. Just like, okay, I hate you now. Bye. And then afterwards be like, oh, I could have done a better goodbye than that.
Focus all my negative energy like a ray. Sleep.
I think we got some of the best chemistry on stereo. I don't care what anybody says.
Listen, I love chemistry. I mean, my family's been making meth for years, so I know a little bit about it, and I recognize it when I see it.
By the way, before we bring our special guest on, just a reminder, guys, if you guys aren't following Keith and myself yet, make sure that you give us a follow on stereo. If you guys want to subscribe, that helps us keep doing this twice a week, giving that ear cacophony sexiness into your ears. And we need your support in order to be able to do that. So make sure you're following us both. Make sure you're subscribed to us both. We'll keep this coming.
One second, guys. I don't care. I'll do it for free. But my girlfriend, she won't let me keep doing it. I got to justify this somehow. So subscribe to me and Paul. All right, now time for our guest.
Oh, that was actually... That was a better ad than anything I've ever said, to be honest.
It's because it was the truth, Paul. I don't want to be lonely.
I want to be lonely no more. All right. Introductions to our co-host. We're going to... why is he... Hold on. I'm just out in suspense right now.
No, I can only child this. What's going on, fellas? This is Keith and his internal dialogue. I've been talking like Morgan Freeman all day, and just
hello. Myself come.
All right, how's it going, Adam Chong?
Jeez.
Loud and clear.
So, right now, guys, today's special guest is an Orange County, California-based comedian, host of popular stand-up comedy shows like Rice and Beans. He's also the host of the growing in popularity through the podcast Hadu Lumsai, which, if you pronounce it wrong, you're racist. Please give a warm welcome to my buddy Adam Chong.
Paul, you're too nice, bro. Why do you make me sound so fucking professional, bro? I'm not professional like that.
It makes our show look better.
I'm about to ask you about foods you want to have sex with. That's why I'm being professional.
There we go. I like those questions.
Hey, I mean, if you don't want to screw your food, are you really a good cook?
That's what I'm saying. Whenever I see a good bowl of mashed potatoes, I always want to put my dick in it.
Oh, Matt, Tiffany's in the audience. Don't talk about mashed potatoes too much. That girl is, she's about it whenever you tell her to make mashed potatoes for a skit and put a face in them. Whole bowl.
And can we all agree that when you cook naked in an apron, it just tastes better?
Oh.
As long as you're naked under that apron.
Yeah, that's naked in an apron. Naked in an apron. Naked.
It's an apron.
Cooking tastes better than the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, expect me to cook out here clothed.
Clothed. I love that. Keith, you just said that your family's full of meth cooks?
I didn't say shit.
I heard that earlier before you asked. And then Paul didn't say anything. I was like, how do you miss that? He just said his family knows how to cook meth.
Oh,
didn't say shit.
I see you, Keith. I see you.
I see you.
We got a Kentucky boy with blue hair on here, man. You gotta know what you're getting into, all right? He's obviously a big fan of Breaking Bad and the colors it represents.
Hey, you know, I do have an RV, and I want to, you know, I am the one who knocks, so fuck it.
Yeah, it turns out if you color your hair with meth, it stays in twice as long.
Yep, it's that methylamine, that classic P2P cook. Why does it sound like I know what I'm talking about? Shit.
Yeah, it also helps a lot with ADHD. Just right into the scalp.
Paul, you want to hit him with a question first?
Sure. I'm going to say the first one, which you even said it. By the way, if you guys want to make any comments or questions for Adam, now's the time to be sending him in. He's going to be on here for the next half hour. Fuck, marry, kill. Hash browns, pizza, hamburgers. Go.
Oh, hash brown, pizza, hamburgers? Okay. Okay, hash browns. Wait, pizza. Fuck, marry, kill. Okay, kill hash browns. Fuck that.
Wow, like, hot take.
It doesn't. I'm sorry. It does not compare to the scrumptiousness of pizza and burgers. I'm sorry. I might have to. I might have to marry the burger, you know, and fuck the pizza.
Interesting. Okay, explain that.
Because if I marry the burger, I'll at least have some fresh lettuce and tomatoes and some fucking purple onions in my life, you know, like a little bit of fresh vegetables at least every day. And then, you know, fuck the pizza. You know, I feel like pizza's like that greasy, you know, one night stand, you know, like, you know, I feel like pizza's like one of those things where you can just like, you know, get real dirty with, you know. Burger you can get dirty with, but yeah, that's what I say.
Okay, well, you can put, you can put vegetables on pizza.
That's true. That is true. But I feel like it'll taste better in between.
I feel like it tastes better without those fucking vegetables he's talking about.
Okay. You have hamburger every day for the rest of your life. Pizza is the mistress, and you're just eliminating hash browns off the table. I can't relate
to that. I'm sorry.
I would definitely... And fuck Mary Kill situation. I'm fucking hash browns. They're my mistress. They're just good. Always for a quickie. They're always there in your life. They're the side hustle to Dunkin' Donuts. So no matter what you get, you just get the hash browns added on. They're just always there. It would be hard to choose between pizza and hamburgers, but I would kill hamburgers and marry pizza. And the reason I'm marrying pizza is because it's the worst one for me. All right. But when I'm 50 years old, which I won't last because I married a pizza. It's just going to be there on Saturdays. I don't have to. I can sleep in and have pizza from the night before. We're both in our pajamas. That sounds like a happy marriage.
I can see that happy marriage between you and a nice slice of pepperoni. I can see that.
All over my nipples.
Pepperoni nipples.
I think I put hash browns so low because in my life, on average, the amount of hash browns that have been eaten, that I've eaten, have usually been like the not so good hash browns. They weren't really crispy. They weren't hot. They were a little soggy, you know? On average.
Waffle House, huh? Waffle House guy, huh?
I've only been to Waffle House once and I actually kind of liked it. The sausage is very flavorful over there.
Yeah, it's because that cook has got a lit. He's got a burnt cigarette behind his ear, halfway smoked, and it really flavors the food that he's cooking with.
That's so funny. I was in Italy, and all the pizza ladies would be fat Italian pizza ladies making like a big ass calzone, smoking a cigarette at the same time. Those were the good calzones. So maybe cigarette smoke tastes bitter in Italy or something.
Oh yeah, I mean. Everybody's drunk in Italy too, I would assume. That's all I've heard. I've never been 100 miles from my home, so I don't know shit. What's up?
Nah, they're made of olives and grapes. You can't get them drunk.
Baba gooey. Baba gooey.
Baba gooey. Baba gooey.
Baba gooey. So I love that because when you're doing a podcast and you have nothing to say anymore. I do the exact same thing. It's like what I said when I did the nipple thing. That was me because I didn't have anything to say. And I'm like, I got to contribute something. Pizza on my nipples. Baba gooey.
Baba gooey. It's like, sounds like something Joey Diaz would say in a fever dream, like terrified nightmare.
How are you all doing out there? Baba gooey.
Baba gooey, cocksucker.
Baba gooey. Jesus Christ.
All right, your turn. Ask him a question.
All right, if you could switch lives with anyone, but the catch is you have to kill that person and assume their life, who would it be?
Say that again one more time. Oh my god, say that again one more time. Sorry.
All right, anybody in the world, like nobody, there's no chance anyone finds out you had to switch places with them, like, but the only you get to switch places with them, I should say. It's a privilege, you know. Like, but you have to kill them. Who is it?
Oh, so who would I kill and want to be for the rest of my life?
Yeah. But you also the have real to hard. Kill them. Yep.
Ooh.
So it's got to...
You know what? I'm going to say... I'm gonna say like a pro surfer, my favorite pro surfer.
You said something like a warlord or a dictator. Like,
I'm a simple man, bro. I'm a simple man. I don't want the responsibilities of the world. I just want to rip fat. with the homies.
You know, just want to drop in, smack the lip, like, wow.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
You either live long enough to see yourself become the coral, or you die the best surfer in the world.
Yeah.
That's Baba Gooey.
That's how
and that's it, cocksuckers. We got, Adam is a big surfer, Keith, and he goes down to Huntington, where I live all the time, and surfs. We don't even know. We probably passed each other at the donuttery at least a couple times at this point. We got
our Wahoos.
And so I like that, though, because you would kill somebody that you idolize. You want to kill your idols.
Like, that's what I was thinking. I was going to say, dudes at the beach. Yeah. I was going to say Bobby Lee, but I was like, oh, I don't want to kill Bobby Lee and be him. Because, he's my favorite. And, you know, I don't want to be Bobby Lee, you know, even though his girlfriend's really attractive, beautiful, beautiful woman. But,
you don't want to spend the next rest of your life in Tijuana either. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. And also, dude, you don't need to kill Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee will kill Bobby Lee.
For a laugh, he'll do it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm naked. Ah, my wrists.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll jump off this building, do a flip. All right.
That is do a flip. No, I'm not surprised.
I'm Bobby Lee, and I'm going to war today. Let's see how it goes.
This is a cross examination podcast, and we're talking about real serious issues here, like, you know, Bobby Lee and him killing himself for fun. God damn, I can see him doing it.
Steve-O would definitely kill himself to be funny. It would just be like, that's a joke. Oh my gosh.
Fucking lame now, though. It was more fun when he was drinking or taking nitrous oxide, whichever, same thing.
Adam, did you see what Steve-O did on his Instagram? The most recent stunt that he did, he had somebody shoot dog poop into his ear. He ruptured his eardrum, and now his ear's ruined forever. That's actually, he's done a lot of dumb stuff. Jackass have done dumb things. That, having somebody shoot, like, air pump dog poop into your ear and rupture your eardrum, disgusting. Which means, by the way, that there's probably poop inside his brain area.
For the rest of his life. How the fuck is that shit going to get out?
He's always been a shithead, but, I mean, Jesus, it was like, we found animal feces on the inside of the victim's ear canal. That sounds like an episode of CSI.
No, that's definitely Law & Order SVU.
Yes, yes, the law, yes. Dumb dick wolf. Wolf dick.
Dun-dun.
We got questions from the audience members?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Tiffany.
Oh my god, he's my mashed potato soulmate.
The key to a woman's heart truly is through the stomach.
Mashed potatoes. What kind of mashed potatoes does Tiffany like? Does she like the cheesy ones or like the garlic ones? I gotta know. I like the garlic one.
I don't know what she likes. She put her whole face in it for me, like in a skit. I need somebody to nod out because
her and Bobby Lee should get together. They commit to the bed. Jesus,
she really does. I mean, this, down.
She is down. She's got a follow up that's directed right at you. Adam.
Cooking with when you're free lipping it or free balling.
I asked about garlic and cheese, and she's talking about free balling. What the
free balling?
Oh, she's funny.
What's that Tom Petty song?
All right, Adam, are you ready for another question?
Yes, sir.
All right. Would you rather be exalted as the next Jesus Christ but die at 33 years old, or have everyone think you're Ronald McDonald and you have to live forever?
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Non sequiturs, baby.
I'd rather be Jesus and die at 33.
Yeah.
Fucking Ronald McDonald being known as that fucking clown for the rest of your life?
Hey, man, you're only supposed to have, like, 3 or 4 close friends maximum. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? More than that. That's true. Actually, yeah, you know what? I changed my answer because I can just live a life of anonymity and fucking use that fucking that McDonald's money, you know, to just fuck around.
And Jesus Christ seems like a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It sounded fun at first, but it's just like, nah.
He hung out with whores and poor people and turned water into wine. Dude was a party animal. Come on.
It full sounded like I feel like Jesus was almost like a comedian, you know? Like he just, you know, hung out with like scum of the earth, you know?
Yeah, a philosopher. That's all that's all comedians are by a different name, at least the good ones. I mean, you know, people that don't just make dick jokes.
Yeah, you're right. He did open mics in the town square, man, every night.
Bro, I got so many dick jokes. I would actually argue that I've met Jesus Christ 3 or 4 times at LA Bikes.
There's a couple Jesus Christ looking fools that I could think of for sure.
Zach Vetterman might actually be Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but Jesus on acid, perpetually on acid.
Yeah, which is all Jesus was. I saw Zach Vetterman at Accidental Chaos, and he was doing the music, and so I go up there and I'm like, give up for Zach of the music. They trusted him with something. I don't know how that's gonna go. And he was wearing a drug rug, and he had just cut his hair. And I'm like, you look like a Pokemon that can only be caught in sandy places.
Where do you think? Where do you think the Technicolor Dreamcoat came from?
Wait, what?
What?
Where do you think the Technicolor Dreamcoat came from?
Jesus.
Acid trip.
Or Zach Vetterman.
That burning acacia bush, getting everybody high as shit. Joe Rogan is surprisingly not around in those times. There's no writing, like there's no writings of him, but he looks like he could have been. I don't know. He just doesn't age, or he just gets bolder and shorter. It's weird. I'm talking to myself again. You just it's a glimpse into my mind.
In your defense, we did just talk about somebody you've never met. By the way, shout out Zach Vetterman. If you ever listen to this podcast, we fucking love you. You're the nicest guy in the world.
Yay, Zach.
Hi, Zach. Stranger, you add me. You hear me? Yeah. Add me up.
We got another question from Tiffany.
The free lippin' and free ballin' was a follow-up on your cooking naked with an apron on. It makes the best food. It's like putting some real love and care into it because you're naked and free while you're cooking.
Making corn on the cob.
Sure. You can find that on now. That's what I call a burn hazard, volume 1. Okay. We got another question here. Oh, Tiffany, I love you. Making my day.
Back in my day, Joe Rogan used to have hair and make people eat weird shit like cow balls and spiders for a chance to win money.
Is that your attempt to sound like me? That's offensive. I do declare I find that.
And then you just went full like Frank Underwood?
I mean, Frank. To be frank, you know, actually that was Foghorn Leghorn, but they're pretty much the same thing.
What do you think of Kevin Spacey's comeback?
Did he come on someone's back, or did he make a comeback?
He's trying to make a comeback, and he's playing an accused sexual offender.
Isn't that what he got in trouble for, trying to come on somebody's back at least? Jesus, yep. What the balls on this fellow.
Yep, exactly.
Why is it that sexual predators, like, as soon as they get caught, and it's like, okay, he did it, they're just like, I'm just going to own it.
Like, unless you're R. Kelly.
He's gonna be doing soon? Is he just going to come back and be like, who doesn't groom for things? I groom.
R. Kelly is just... He's amazing to watch right now. He is really just riveting television. Like I watch that at least once a week. That I'm out here fighting for my fucking life, and he crying and shit. And I'm like, that's what you get. I've been waiting on this for 20 years. You fucking weirdo. I mean, he has a song called "Love Is Doing Age Is Just a Number" or some shit like that. I'm like, what? He's just been leaving little breadcrumbs to what he's done. Like it's. Oh, I hate him. All right. Next question. Jesus has 12 followers, but you know that he's the real one to follow, likely to get into heaven. Everybody else follows Paul. He's got like 16,000 followers. So when you know the Paul's bullshit. So which one do you have a good time on earth here just partying up with Paul and his like 16,000 degenerate friends? Or do you hang out with Jesus and his hobos?
Oh, man. Come on. Me and Paul already have so much fun. Us two. Of course I'm going to pick Paul over Jesus.
Right, what? You hang out with him one time, you're going to hell.
Crazy person?
Yeah. Why not?
Right, I figured you'd hang out with
him. He's boring. He wants to be all good and shit and spread the gospel and shit. What the? That's no fun. That's like being a freaking Mormon, door-to-door Mormon guy for a day.
He's like a poor Amish man.
Think about this real quick. You got Jesus for the rest of his life. He's dying at 33. Even if you meet him at 20, you only got 13 years, but you get to hang out with Jesus Christ, a little bit pious. After that, all you got to worry about, you just get to say sorry for everything that you do for the rest of time. Bam, Christianity.
You know what? Sometimes with the things that I've done, like, I hope heaven isn't real because I'd rather it not be. I'd rather just deal with whatever it is than to have to go and talk to my family and shit and be like, yeah, y'all saw that, huh? Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Do you think when you get into heaven, all of your aunts and uncles are there just with a big file and they're like, so let's look at your porn history.
I'll be the first one to commit murder in heaven if my uncle's there. Hey, if you're hearing this, fuck you, Kevin.
Fuck you, Kevin.
That's like a Jim Jeffries joke. He goes up to heaven, meets all his family, and he goes, Uncle Bobby, how do you get in here?
Oh, yeah, you're with the church. Oh, and Kevin, yeah. Uncle Kevin is with the church. You fucking asshole, Kevin. I hate you. Oh, what's up, guys?
Adam, I would choose you too, Adam. You seem really fucking fun. Jesus walked on water, which means he doesn't even see the point in surfing. He's a freaking nerd.
Well, technically, Adam came before Jesus, so.
Hey, I like that. I like that. The first man.
You also kept that woman in line. You see what she calls for us? This is your fault too.
Oh yeah, my yeah.
Donald Trump being president, you could have stopped that a long time back in the Garden of Eden.
Oh my God, man. If only my my Jewish predecessor fucking did me some good. Did this world some good.
I don't know anything about Jewish people.
Do you have do you have Jewish family?
No, I'm just talking about
his last name's Chong. Is it no, his last name's Chong. I mean, come on. Oh, I mean He's half of Cheech.
Exactly. No, actually, do I have any? Is there any Korean Jews in my family? I have like Vietnamese people, white, Chinese, but no, I don't think no Jewish.
Holy shit! You are wow. Are you an airbender?
Just a race.
That's bender. Racist.
Just a race bender of all these. No, it's not. Airbender.
Yeah. Oh man, I couldn't help it. I had a mental picture, and I have poor control.
The races are just all the elements, man. I'm like the Thanos, Infinity Stones of familial race.
Oh, damn it! I didn't have anything. I'm usually fast. I'm sorry. I felt myself.
Well, sorry, Sydney was distracting me. I love you.
I love you too, Sydney.
To drink, but he was doing the pss, pss, pss.
That's adorable. That's like that's what I used to do to like kids that were sat in front of me in class that had to read. I would just sit behind them and just like penis, 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 until they started dying laughing. And
no,
oh, it was sadistic.
The kids who had to read.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny enough whenever some of them had trouble. And then I come in, I'm like, oh, peace, 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 peace.
I would volunteer to read and read it in stupid voices just so I could get attention.
That's well, cool, you don't really have to whenever you can read like this right here. But, voices and stuff.
What grade were you doing that in, Adam?
Probably peak, like 10th grade, 12th grade.
See, like 10th grade, like that sophomore year in high school, you stand up and you start reading in a funny voice, you're getting laid. That is a power funny move.
I took that all the way to the first, like senior year of college.
And you know why? This was selfish. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but I wanted to read it myself because I knew if anyone else would read it, it would take a fucking like 10 minutes for them to read like a paragraph, and I would just read it as fast as I could so we could get over that shit.
You just made me spit out my cranberry juice cocktail.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I do not want to fucking wait here all day. I'm gonna just fucking finish it myself.
So come on, Shane, Jesus. The dog went up the hill. We know. Shut up.
And the people who read with ums.
Ooh, how are yeah.
You, there's no there. You don't got to think about what word that is. This is sophomore year of high school. We're all reading. Read the word. You're just, what's on your mind?
You know what
we're
I'm
just,
hearing?
We're
some
just
kid...
shitting. We're just shitting on introverted people at this point.
No. Just some kids need to be left behind.
Oh my god. Survival of the fittest, fucking 10th grade version.
Yeah, there's no better example of Darwinism than high school.
It really is, except all the strong kids in high school go on to do nothing most of the time.
They become cops,
it's like reverse Darwinism. It's like all of the kids that aren't cool in high school become successful somehow. That's how it is.
Cops.
Unless you're literally like the one football player, and even that, like you get what? One in a state a year?
Oh, fuck. We have a documentary about us that Barbara Walters did. She came to our shitty little town and just took a giant Barbara Walters dump all over our town. Like, just the worst parts of all of it. She showed one of, like, it was supposed to be about our sore football player. Little short guy. He's an average size white dude. Average weight white dude. And just kind of fast for a little fella. And it was amazing because it was around here. And this man was so, he could not read. He didn't go to school. And he asked my mom out. So I'm kind of like, I guess this is bias, isn't it?
He asked your mom.
You hate him or love him because of it?
Oh, yeah, he asked my mom out, and there's a good 30-year difference between them. But whenever, it showed him digging coal out of the side of the mountain to heat his house. And nobody does that here. I promise you, nobody digs coal out of the side of the mountains.
Damn.
Yeah, if you want to look it up, anybody, it's called Children of the Mountains. What a name.
Children of the Mountains. Oh, I'd love to hear about your town's history. That sounds fun.
Yeah, there's a little girl who really loves Children of the Mountains. She wants to be the star of that show.
Yeah, I still can't believe she went straight with To Catch a Predator.
And if we got another 8 minutes on the podcast, if you guys want to ask Adam any questions, right now would be the time to send them in. And if anybody's listening on Spotify or iTunes, listen live next time. What the hell is wrong with you? Could have been part of the show. All right, Adam.
Yes, sir.
Which accent will you be stuck with forever? Russian or French? Go.
Oh, Russian, dude. I fucking love Russian shit. I love Russian people. My favorite YouTuber is this guy that just goes through the old Soviet Union, and his name is Bald and Bankrupt. So, yeah, I fucking love Russian shit.
You are motherfucking right. Russian is the best goddamn accent that anyone can ever have. Listen, nobody can. You want to kill boar pig with your bare hands? You think you can do it faster than me? No, that's Russia, baby.
Yes, my name is Khabib Nurmagomedov, and I do not like the Russian prince.
My last name is all consonants.
Let's just talk in a Russian accent until the end of the episode.
Adam, can you do a Russian accent?
Absolutely can.
da, ponyo.
No, this fucking guy here.
Da, ponyo, vorko. Dmitry.
Babagoo.
I thought he was going to say babushka. which is like no. grandma in Russian.
Babagushka. Lord, I like it. I don't know what I'm saying. Paul, I didn't know we were doing this episode. Dude, I really didn't know we were doing this episode. I was just editing some of our shit, and then it's, my phone started ringing and said, "Ray, stereo call." And I was like, haha, all right, time to panic. But this has went well.
Well, the follow-up question to that is, Adam, what's wrong with French people, huh?
French people? They're a little pretentious, though. Don't you think? A little pretentious? They think they're all fucking – they think they're all – like their nose in the air. Oh, I don't know.
Mademoiselle.
Your nose would be in the air, too, if you were smelling cheese all day. I'm just saying.
Because the French hate people when they visit Paris, which I get, you know, you're all these tourists, all these foreigners in your home, but you should be flattered that like all these people around the world fucking love your city, you know, not like treat them like shit, you know.
But I totally agree with you.
Yeah, but also there are Americans over there who like fucking speak English to them, you know, instead of like saying fucking bonjour.
I want you to speak my language. There's probably somebody walking around Paris, Kentucky right now wanting to crush on.
Chris,
yeah, it's like, oh, I wish nobody would visit our best city. If everybody could just leave it alone, well, then how about you have a shittier city?
Yeah, let more homeless people live there.
Yeah, let's just make a city. It's a great freaking
city.
What
we can do.
Hope nobody California. Comes here.
You guys export your homeless, and problem solved. Paris gets what it wants. California gets what it wants. I mean, I'm not a genius or anything, but I'm a motherfucking genius. I solve problems.
The one thing that I'll never understand is people getting like upset at visitors. Your country.
I know. What?
Somebody probably what are you doing? Whole life with visiting Paris, and then you show up, and they're like, "Oh, fuck you! You do not talk." It's like,
but my artwork, dude. It's like, here, let me mug you. Oops. I'm a Frenchman. I'm drunk.
French. I agree.
Question.
Well, if you look into traveling to France, there's a lot of robberies. Like, there's a lot of pickpocketers and people rob a lot. Boom. So I think they're trying.
You're goddamn. Look, I love it when the plan comes together. I didn't plan that, but affirmation is good.
I feel that, yeah. There's a bunch of freaking pickpocketers over there. They always told you about that shit.
I would love to be a pickpocketer.
Pickpocket. You don't have to work.
It seems like fun. No, I just like being sneaky, you know, and just like a little scamp. Just a lovable little scamp, you know. Like, I'll steal your watch, but I'll make you laugh. And you can't be mad at me.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like being a stand-up comic. You know, you can say awful things. The talent is in the, I don't mean it.
Yeah, it's like that short time period when a child hurts itself that you could surprise it into thinking it didn't.
Keith, do you have another question for Adam?
Oh, shit. I did, Paul. I did. But, shoot. I don't know. Oh, shit, I asked that one. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm terribly unprepared. Hi, Adam. Okay. You like me? Is that the question?
I like you, man. You know what? I was confused so much because I was like, this man has the biggest southern draw, but his avatar looks like a transgender Ellen DeGeneres with blue hair.
I call myself – I'm Ellen DeGeneres. Yes, you're right. That's uncanny. Except I'm a nice
Adam,
person.
You have the simplest avatar ever, but it looks exactly like you.
Dude, I was pissed because I couldn't find smaller eyes. I was about to crash on the fucking freeway. I was like, these motherfuckers don't have Asian eyes or what?
You mean that's not the stock avatar?
That is kind of stock. That is kind of stock. I am a basic looking fucking Asian guy.
Asian.
So you have good hair, though. Adam has decent fucking hair.
Adam has good hair.
I take pride.
Well, I got a question for you then. And this is, you know, end the podcast and something more personal. What is the reason, like, what got you into surfing? Because we know Adam Chong, big surfer. He told me that I think it's like your second passion in life next to comedy. What is it about surfing that you love so much? What got you into it?
Oh, man. Okay. It just makes you feel like a kid, you know? It feels like you're just playing, you know? If it's like one of those activities that are socially acceptable for like fucking grown-ass adults to just go out and like be a little fucking kid for like a couple hours, you know? Because like that feeling of wind in your face, of like running when you're a kid and playing tag and, you know, being on a bike or skateboard and just that, or on a scooter, of that feeling of wind on your face, it's like that times a billion on a surfboard and, you know, just in the water and like... Yeah, so I like that adrenaline feeling of being a kid, of just like feeling the wind on your face, and you're just so like in the moment. You're not thinking about anything else. So that's why I love that shit so much. That's a good question, dude. Thank you.
I got the only thing pertinent or relative to surfing that I have to add to that is I have a friend that lives in California named Josh Loya, and he is a blind surfing champion, a martial artist, and a stand-up comedian. You talk about making me feel like shit by comparison. I can't even imagine getting into a kiddie pool blind.
How can you surf blind?
That's scary. He probably has somebody telling him, like, there's a wave right there and go left or go right or something like that. But damn, that's crazy.
I've had him explain it to me before. The dog would drown probably. Oh, no, I made myself sad. No, he's got like a spotter
beach but you're blind. Do you think somebody just screams at him, "Peer"?
that would be the most fun game to watch I can ever imagine. Just like, oh god, it's a cool game now, it sounds like to me. I just sent you his profile, Paul. He's a real person.
Okay. I like what you said about surfing. It sounds like So something that I used to do was a snowboard all the time, and snowboarding and hockey goaltending was my meditation, and I miss it a lot. My meditation was always doing physical things, like you just said. It was kind of like playing. So when you're up there in the water, is it like meditation for you?
Oh, dude, for sure. Because you're not thinking about anything but what you have to do, because you have to be in the moment when you're in the fucking water and you're in like an unknown territory and you're trying to like, you know, survive, I guess, you know. But yeah, dude, it's exactly why I like it, because I don't have to fucking think about comedy, you know, fucking stresses, friends, family, blah, 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 whatever. It's just like me in the fucking water, I guess. It's fucking hippie as like fuck me. Is to say. But yeah, like even like with motorcycle, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's me. Oh, yeah, I used to race motocross.
Exactly. Same shit. The fucking feeling of being on the fucking road, you in the road by yourself, the fucking wind. It's crazy. That shit is crazy.
You ever been hit by a fucking June bug though while you're doing about 70? It's like you get hit with a gravel. Take your face off. Okay, one last question before we go. I remember what it was.
Okay.
All right, Adam. Adam and this and Paul, this goes with both of you. Give me one realistic scenario in which the United States won the Revolutionary War.
Oh, the revolution?
How we beat the greatest superpower in the world and the greatest navy with nothing but, you know, muskets and shit and some ships they gave us. And you can include the French, but come on, we just got finished talking about them.
Just to break this down real quick. So you're ending the podcast on just like, hey, history. What do you know about multiple choice? Was it the French go? Like,
yep, I got to give this some substance.
I like this question. I fucking studied politics in school, so fucking I had to study all this bullshit.
Politics, probably Greek for many. It takes blood-sucking parasites. Let's go.
Yep, you're right. That's why I'm a comedian. I think maybe like the fucking Native Americans, the Indians, the real OG Americans showed us some like guerrilla warfare techniques, you know, maybe showed us the land, maybe showed us a bush or a tree or two we could pop out of and just fucking fuck up the British like that way. So maybe they taught us like all this secret territory. We got to know the land so we could real ambush them and, you know, maybe that's what I think, maybe.
So Inglorious Bastards on American soil.
Yeah, Vietnam War, American Revolution style.
Paul, what do you think? Because I don't see any way that's possible. It would be like comparable to us just like going over to Afghanistan and saying, here, let's have a fair fight. We have a Air Force. You guys have here's some rocks and sticks. So knock yourselves out.
Yeah.
And they
Which is basically what we did. Yeah.
You're not wrong.
We just,
you're
dude, fucking not dude, wrong. We were there for 20 years and we just left. And they already have 80% of the country taken over again. They won.
Yeah, because we blew it up and then we paid Halliburton to clean it up.
I think that this is okay. I don't want to talk about politics on this show specifically, but I think that superpowers get to the point where they're cocky and they stop caring so much about collateral damage. And collateral damage, it doesn't matter how many of the people that you kill, there's going to be more people that hate you for killing innocent people. And, you know, I mean, when you're bombing entire villages and there's innocent people there, you're the demon. It's not them.
Bro, that is actually. Yeah, I got excited. That was supposed to be my job whenever I was just signed up an analyst. Yeah, I was supposed to like decide where and like to drop bombs and shit at to cause the least amount of collateral damage because I got a decent, like, I took a test good. I'll say that. And like, I got a DUI, and that's the best DUI I ever got. I didn't have to go.
Hell yeah. Well, hey, Adam, do you have anything that you want to plug before you get out of here?
Listen to my podcast, man. Hadu Lamsai, baby. HADOOLAMSY, dude. Yeah, every Thursday, new episode. That's about it.
I like that, man. It's simple.
And follow him on Instagram as well. It's just Adam T, as in Tango, Chong. Adam T. Chong.
Thanks, Paul. Dude, it was nice meeting you, too. Keith, I really like talking to you, man. You're fucking hilarious.
Hey, no problem. I like talking to you too. And we just both gotta be wary of Jeff Bezos because he's looking more and more like Lex Luthor every day. And that goes to everybody in the audience too.
Beware of that motherfucker. Beware of that ball fool.
The moral of the story today: don't trust Jeff Bezos. That was the whole podcast. If you're tuning in, this was the manifesto on Jeff Bezos. Adam, you were a pleasure to have on. Thank you so much. We'll have you on again soon, and I hope you have an awesome rest of your day, man.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me, guys.
No problem. You're a pleasure. See you, man.
See you later.
I'm terrible. Keith, goodbyes.
Keith, the last question of the day, as always, what is your biggest pet peeve that you meet in McDonald's?
Everything.
Pick one.
McObese people.
Okay, you heard it. You heard it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We're fucking you.
That's not cool. He's a horrible person.
Yeah, you think, no, who's the horrible one? Me or McDonald's for making them that way? Who and wherein lies the blame, Paul?
Well, I love you, Keith. Good episode. I hope you have an awesome rest of your day. I'm Paul Ober.
I'm Keith Burr.
This was Cross Examination Episode 4. Make sure that you guys are subscribed to us on Stereo. And if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, leave a review. Let's get these numbers up. These are rookie numbers, man.
Exactly. You know what? I'm going to pump them up. You know, this is... got to get them numbers. Got to jerk that shit. Cross Examination, a.k.a. pure unadulterated auditory sex. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Keith is beating the shit out of somebody. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Yeah, I'm just angry at my surroundings. You know, I disrespect my surroundings quite often just because, you know, I was a punk rocker and the Day to Remember told me to.
Disrespect your microphone!
It's like, Cheyenne, shut the fuck up in the kitchen!
It's actually why I muted the microphone, too. Sidney had to wash the candle off his hands.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go to a more like a insulated room from the bullshit. You hear me? Shut up. Okay.
Just to remind everybody of the rules of cross-examination, submit the craziest questions you can think of. We're gonna have a special guest on today. You guys are gonna love him. But before he comes on in another 10 or 15 minutes or so, we want to hear some of you guys up. So we're gonna ask people to come up. We're gonna ask you crazy questions. If you don't want to do that, submit your own crazy questions in the comments, and you got us for the next hour.
Hopefully you can spend it with us. Hopefully we're enough. I mean, I'm enough for myself, but I'm an only child, so I'm pretty easy to keep, you know, entertained. Like, I talk to myself a lot. Like, I feel like I am right now.
You're, as long as you're entertained, Keith, that's all that matters to me. that takes you understanding yourself while dealing with my bullshit. That's fine.
Oh, that sounded so nice.
Hey, yeah, he lit the candle next to me. He's like, "Do you want this here? Is it okay?" I'm like, "Yes, please." He got me hash browns and bacon from Dunkin' Donuts. I am the most spoiled little girl right now.